This is VOA News by remote. I'm Diane Roberts. He is no longer president-elect. Joe Biden is now the 46th president of the United States, succeeding Donald Trump, who did not attend the inauguration. At the ceremony, President Biden took the oath of office just minutes before noon local time, administered by Supreme Court Justice John Roberts.
I, Joseph Robinette Biden Jr., do solemnly swear
that I will faithfully execute the office of President of the United States. And will, to the best of my ability,
preserve, protect, and defend
the Constitution of the United States. So help you God. Congratulations, Mr. Thank President.
At 78, Biden is the oldest president in U.S. history and only the second Catholic. His vice president, Kamala Harris, is the first woman, first Black, and first South Asian vice president. Joe Biden will sign 15 executive actions after being sworn in, his aides said, undoing policies put in place by outgoing President Donald Trump. To address the crises of the pandemic, the economy, climate change, and racial inequity, Biden will sign the executive orders and memorandums in the Oval Office in the afternoon, the incoming press secretary said. Donald Trump left a letter to his successor, Joe Biden, before leaving the White House, spokesman Judd Deere told AFP minutes after the outgoing president's departure. Mr. Trump, who refused to accept his defeat for more than 2 months, never congratulated Biden on his victory. No word what was in the letter. Barack Obama wrote in his own note to Trump 4 years ago, quote, "We are just temporary occupants in this office," end quote. This is VOA News. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson has welcomed the start of a new Britain-U.S. chapter under incoming President Joe Biden. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Speaking in Parliament, Johnson pledges to strengthen cooperation between the two countries.
I look forward to working with him and with his new administration, strengthening the partnership between our countries and working on our shared priorities, from tackling climate change, building back better from the pandemic, and strengthening our transatlantic security.
Since Biden won the US election in November, Johnson has tried to shake off criticism that he became too close to outgoing President Donald Trump. The two men's populist, crowd-pleasing styles have often drawn comparisons. Charles de Ledesma, London.
Other world leaders are reacting to Mr. Biden's inauguration. Irish Prime Minister Michael Martin said Wednesday Joe Biden will be, quote, a true friend of Ireland, end quote. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu urged the new U.S. president to, quote, strengthen, end quote, a long-standing alliance between the two countries, partly in order to confront the threat posed by Iran. And the Russian Foreign Ministry said in a statement, quote, "We expect that the new U.S. administration will take a more constructive approach in its dialogue with us," end quote. At least two people were killed Wednesday when a huge explosion ripped through a building in Madrid in what appeared to be caused by a gas leak, officials said. The emergency services tweeted two people had died while another person was seriously injured and six others had suffered light injuries in the blast. Images from the scene show the walls of the top four or five stories had been blown off while debris was littered everywhere. Prime Minister Boris Johnson dismissed calls for an inquiry into his government's handling of the coronavirus pandemic Wednesday as the United Kingdom's death toll neared 100,000 and his chief scientist said hospitals were looking like war zones. Johnson has been accused of reacting too slowly to the crisis, failing to supply sufficient protective equipment, and for bungling the testing system, although the United Kingdom has been swift to roll out a vaccine. There have been calls for a public inquiry from some doctors and bereaved families into the handling of the crisis. The German government is not making concrete preparations for border checks and is hoping they can be prevented to avoid highly transmissible strains of the coronavirus being brought in from abroad. This according to an Interior Ministry spokesperson Thursday. Chancellor Angela Merkel warned Tuesday her country may need to consider curbs if other European countries do not act to halt the spread of the coronavirus and particularly its more transmissible variants. By remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.